Big ones, small ones.
Kids who climb on rocks.
Fat kids, skinny kids, even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs. The dogs, kids love to eat. That's a cold open right there.
I guess we'll take that.
Sponsored by Armor Hot Dogs.
So, I mean, we don't technically have a cold open until we do this, right?
Yeah, I guess so. And
so it is episode 7.
Yes, with the new gear.
Yeah.
Full on set and see how this works.
Lots has gone on, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. May has been crazy.
May has been crazy, right. But in a good way. But
so,
do the thing. Do the thing!
We're going to find out.
Do the thing! Do the thing. Oh, damn it. Just do the thing.
We're going to find out how May went. You ready? Here we go.
Well, it's funny. We didn't plan our outfits today.
Right. That's so now unofficially sponsored by
Santo Niño. Ironically enough, yeah,
it's right behind
right
me
there. So pay your respects.
So I'm Mark. I'm the, which one am I today? I'm the one suffering from allergies today.
I'm Simon. I'm the one not suffering from allergies. I'm just suffering.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about what happened, right? What happened that weekend, the Filipino festival,
yeah.
that we had our big announcement. Our big announcement.
And I'll put confetti again. Yay! It's so fun. It's so easy.
Yeah, we can do all these cool things now. Like, yay. And then you'd be like, you know, shit like that. Oh, there it didn't even do it right. But anyway. But we wanted to follow up,
yeah,
as to what happened, what the experience was like, what could we have done differently, what did we do well,
right?
Tell me how it all started. What was the day like for you? I know it was probably pretty stressful.
So the week leading up to it, you know, I actually was creating more inventory for everything because I came into more money because the week before I was able to sell at Kayamanan's recital.
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying that. That's good. That's very fortunate.
It was like my soft opening, I guess, as a pop-up. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So,
no, yeah. That's a good way to get warmed up and understand the physics.
It was a good way to gauge what's working, what people are like, what's the word? Are reacting to, and you know, how, you know, honest feedback. And so I'm discovering the work is good. It's just I have to, what I learned, my first lesson was just get that shit in front of people. You know, we see people who come up and you're like, but I'm better than you. I'm like, well, that's great that I may be more talented, but am I doing the work?
Are you doing something about it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like
you're proving that.
Yeah. Sitting on treasure. You're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's what my first lesson was. Just get your shit in front of people.
That's a good take on the reality, right? Yeah. That's a good honest take.
Oh, yeah.
From what I've seen, since you lost your job, you know, with all that crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
You not only found like that fire, but it's easy to find that, especially when you're in an emotional state.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And then actually doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of mediocrity out there and they work harder, so they get more out of it.
Right.
Their motives might be different than yours.
Right.
Their concepts might be different than yours, but they're succeeding their own way. Are they better than you? I don't want to use the word better, to be honest with you.
But they're just out there more.
Yeah. They're succeeding more than you. That doesn't mean they're better than you, nor are you better than them.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
There's people more talented than you and less talented than
you.
I'll give you that.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's like, it's one thing to see it, but it's another thing to do it. Right.
Yeah.
So good on you. I mean, that's a good kind of, you know, swift kick in the ass.
Yeah. I mean, would I have been this motivated to do it if I'd never lost my job in the first place?
No.
Definitely not.
No.
Because I would be, I guess, complacent. I hate having to be complacent. Like, I know we say we hate that, but we also kind of, let's be real. Like, sometimes we'll enjoy the complacency a little bit to rest.
It's because it's comfortable.
It's easy,
it's
right?
It's super easy.
And it's working,
yeah.
You know? But the week leading up to the festival, I was working like 15-hour days. you know, getting stuff done, making sure, you know, planning stuff out and, you know, just getting it together. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't complain once about, you know, like, oh, shit, I forgot to eat. I should go eat. And then, you know, but it's also one of those things where...
I'm dying, but I want to keep going.
It's also, right? But it's also one of those things where when people notice I'm working too hard, they'll call me out on it.
Yeah. And that's where the network comes in, right?
Right.
We're not your employees. You know, I'm your brother. And then your boyfriend, you know, James comes into the mix. Sometimes... You know, it might be me, might be James, might be Aileen, could be anybody.
Right. It's be my nephews. You're like, yeah. Yo, you need to chill the fuck out.
Exactly. And sometimes you need that. Again, it's one thing to get that swift kick in the ass, but it's also another thing to be like, you know what, slow your roll a little bit. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So enjoy life. You know, it's...
Well, that's what By and By is about.
Right. Like, it's funny, yeah. Because it's just, we all know there's going to be some ebbs and flows and ups and downs and stuff like that. Yeah. So I'm just going with the flow, and the flow was taking me to doing 15-hour days, but it was worth it, you know, to have those moments with all of you guys. And, you know, we had like our humble 8x8 when it should be, you know, standard 10x10, and people had, you know, better setups or whatever. But I feel for me, it couldn't have gone any better. Honestly, we did the best we could with what we had, and it felt fucking amazing because... It was wild to have, of course, mom and dad. Shout out to both of you for being my number one and number one, you know, neck and neck fans for anything you and I would do. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, so they told everybody, and, you know, it's one thing to, you know, we all know we're lucky to have a village that will care about us. You know, it's one thing to know that. But it's another thing to see it unfold before you.
To see it in action. Absolutely.
It's wild because I was like, you know, I've never had that kind of attention just on me.
We like attention. I mean, no, all jokes aside, we do. We really do.
Right.
You know, I know you slept very late that night. You grabbed all your
That's
gear.
Sweet. You thought I slept. I sure did not.
You know, it was a rough morning for you and for us as well. And you know, things didn't turn out on my end. Things didn't turn out on your end, but we had to keep going.
We had to make it work.
Mm-hmm. You know? And we did. So, you know, again, speaking as part of the village, we didn't expect to get paid. We didn't expect to get free shit. We didn't expect to, you know, like take advantage of the fact that you were there.
Yeah.
We wanted to ensure that you were set up for some kind or any kind or just overall success, just success in general, right?
Yeah.
So I remember it took some rounds, you know, it was a small venue.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, relatively smaller than what we've been to and seen, but it was a good crowd.
It was a good crowd.
Yeah,
walking around, everyone had their setups, and I noticed, like, as I walked by, like, wait, we can't see a certain thing, and so, you know, we adjusted.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah. I'm glad we got there as early as we did, because I already know, like, the earlier the better, because the later you get there, the less space, the less time.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
But also, I mean, if you think about how you set it up and how. The three of us being us two plus the missus, is how do we pack this up efficiently? How do we make it so that way we can bring as much merchandise in as possible without being cumbersome or extra?
Yeah.
And we did a freaking good job, to be honest with you. I mean,
also, we were lucky to have the space behind us.
Yes.
Because we didn't have any, like, we didn't actually plan it well enough to have all the excess that we had that we didn't anticipate. But, you know, I think luckily we were able to do that, but, like, the booth itself was good. I think there's just a few things that we can kind of tweak, but I think overall, I think the formula works.
I think what it first starts with is utilizing the full 10x10 space.
Right.
So that way we have a storefront, we have a place to lounge, which was a great idea.
Yeah. I love that idea.
People would lounge in our booth and just hang out and whatnot. But once everything was set up, I mean, things were just, it was slow at first, as you would expect.
Because people were just coming in, and it's funny because Matthew made a point. It's like, maybe more people come after, like, church and stuff.
Like, and Filipinos going to church?
What? As we wear a Santo Niño. You know? But, like, I think he was right, because as the day progressed, based on the sales graphs that I was looking at, the hours between, like, 1:30 to about 4 or 5, it was the craziest.
Yeah, it was wild. Like, it was crowded in all aspects of the festival. The food places were banging.
Yeah. Oh, the food was so good.
Side note, though, I felt really bad for the comedian because, like, his material was good, but his audience
was,
like, super old and stuff. He was making, like, Linkin Park jokes.
Oh no.
I thought it was great. I thought it was funny. But like,
but he didn't,
when
he
you
didn't
have like
the reaction
70 to 85 year old uncles and lolos and lolas, they're like, okay, you tried so hard and you got so far. In the end, it doesn't matter. I don't get the reference.
Oh, that's funny though.
I feel bad. And like, bro, you're sure he doesn't suck.
Right.
It's just like, I just didn't want to be that guy up there.
But it's funny too, because I didn't take advantage of walking around as much as I could have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I wasn't worried. I think I was just more excited to be at the booth. I wasn't worried about leaving it. You know what I mean?
I think you were really taking in the moment.
Yeah.
And taking everything in stride.
Yeah.
When the aunties came by, random people were asking questions, you know, and just the moment, yeah. Right? The idea of this is happening.
Yeah.
This is where things can really start off for you and lift off. And you're not just seeing opinions from family and friends. You're right. Seeing,
this is now, we're live in people's faces, yeah. In person, boots on the ground. Let's you know, give it to me. I want to know what you guys think, how you feel, what you guys want to see.
And the whole thing was just a great experience. And you know, I don't have much skin in this game. I really don't, right? But I'm here to help. I'm here to invest my time in it. That's what we're doing. And
yeah, yeah.
I guess in some ways, this is why I invest, you know, my resources for stuff like this, so we can get ourselves out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it kind of, I'll be honest here, and I'll be very candid with you. I was taken aback that you kept saying our thing. I'm like, bro, that's your thing. It's your fucking name on it. But for you to say that's ours, that kind of struck me.
Mm.
To be very honest and frank with you.
Well, I mean, honestly, it takes a village, right? So I can't say I. Because it's not just me doing any of this.
Mm-hmm.
You guys helped me out with the tent. You guys helped me out with the materials, the layout. Like, so I can't say I. Like, obviously, I take ownership of whatever, you know.
The result.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But I will also take ownership of the community that's helping me.
In that sense, we'll pick to that.
To the community.
To the community and cute little Filipino sun things.
Plushy things.
Yeah, I had to get it.
I know, it's so cute. I followed you and got it too.
What was the biggest surprise to you overall in terms of like what was sold or how what went on throughout that day?
I mean, it was obviously a very huge learning experience, I think, for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But for me as the owner, the artist, the heart of all of this, I noticed trends were different online versus in person, right? So mm-hmm. online, the Siloc Brunch Club is like hot,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was hot there too, but what was even hotter was the Santo Niño,
yeah.
right?
Love
that
it.
Was like...
But also the exclusives.
I have a few left, and they're kind of going to people already because I think people really wanted them. So it's the prayer candle. And
you can buy mine for $300,000.
I'll sell mine for $200,000.
Yeah.
And so I want to create something that generates buzz, mm-hmm. so people want to come and check it out. And, you know, something that's it's a prayer candle. We've all seen this. We've seen this in... Yeah. In ethnic grocery stores, we've seen it in pop-ups where they, you know, we will put like, you know, icons like Cher or something on them.
Yeah, no,
know?
I mean, we even went as far as like when the Dodgers went to the World Series for the first time in millions of years, we made prayer candles, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
just for fun, I mean, okay, call it sacrilegious, it's fine, but whatever, you know. But still,
it's the novelty of it is there, you know. Yeah. It's funny because like we've all seen Jesus on a prayer candle, but you haven't seen my Jesus on a prayer candle.
Yeah, he's the way, the truth, and the light, so much so that he needs sunglasses.
don't let that light blind you. But this was a shock to me,
mm-hmm.
that I got a lot of the questions, oh, are you the artist? Not that they didn't think I was capable, it's just I found out that most artists, maybe I'm wrong, but they're not usually there. They usually have their team selling it.
Let's put it this way. So, Simone Legno.
Oh, I know where this is going, yeah.
Right, so he's the artist to Tokidoki and stuff like
yeah.
that. But when you see the booths, you hardly see him there. Maybe he'll visit,
yeah.
you know, make an appearance, but not work the booth.
Yeah.
So, I think that's why that was such a significant question.
Yeah.
Right, even in the smaller communities and smaller space in the Philam communities,
yeah.
maybe you don't always see, you know, the artists and stuff like that.
It's funny because, like, for me, it's I'm not just the artist. This is my whole thing. This is my life now. This is something I want. And this is something that I thought, I thought, you know, let's give it a shot. And to see the effect of like family members and friends showing up, you know, willingly buying things.
And they did not drive locally.
Right. Oh, that's true. We had some had some cousins from Oxnard. Shout out to you guys. You know, I had some friends I haven't seen in a while and some cousins we haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. Just to come. Like, and I told them, you don't have to buy anything. I'm just so happy that you're here.
Yeah.
But then they would look at the stuff and they get excited. Yeah. You know, had aunties buying this, you know. And a lot of people have told me this. Like, it's about time you did this. Because I have all the skills, right? Like, I've been making shirts for like decades, seriously. Yeah,
this is true.
For various things, especially for like confirmation or personal things. Or,
even our family reunions.
Yeah, the family reunions. That was a whole line just on the family reunion, which I really want to remake because I really like the hat, but it's all messed up.
I know, my hat's all messed up too.
I want to make a small
I have my hat cleaner and stuff, and it's like, I'm trying.
Oh no, it's not working?
It's working. It's just, that'd be sick if it was brand new, or if it was a fitted, or maybe it was like different color schemes and stuff like that. I mean, it's a great, great item, and I should wear that probably in the next episode.
I gotta find it.
I know where my
mine is all messed up. Like, because I wore it to play softball. I love that hat. And it's funny because, like, every time I wear it, like, man, I wish I was a cake lean.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing, right? So going back to the whole art.
Yeah.
You're not just selling art to go viral. You're not selling art to, you know.
I'm not trying to fit in to be cool. I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? It's like, just, I'm not trying to fit a trend, create a trend. I'm just doing myself.
If people like it, they will buy it.
Right.
That's how it really is.
Right.
Right. If it's current and they like it, that's, of course they'll buy it.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But like, I think the goal, especially for the Santo Niño character, 20 years down the line, this guy's still there.
I hope so.
Right.
He's my favorite.
Right. Well, one, he's my favorite too. But like,
for now,
it's funny because you never know. That could be the flagship character.
Speaking of mascots and characters, so I was approached by Manila Sound collaborate on some merch. And it's funny because Nino, what up, Nino? Thanks for that hookup. You know,
okay, I was going to ask, how did you get connected with Manila Sound?
So he would go to the events and stuff. It turns out, I know a couple of the DJs and stuff, but it turns out a lot of their team are actually my old confirmation students. And so I think some of them caught wind that... one of them has reached out to me to collab, to do the shirts. And now there's like a bunch of buzz. But I already submitted a design, and I don't want to say repurposed, but I used the sun character for that shirt.
You put him in a multiversal situation.
Right, of course, because you want, you know, he's the sun.
The fun thing is with me, and you know, there's a lot of people who are in my position that will only help you because they want the free shit or whatever. For me,
that's a lot of people.
No. But here's the thing though. The thing that I'd like to take away, the thing that I like to get hooked up on is seeing the behind the scenes shit.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I hear you. Like the Manila Sound. I already knew about this prior to it. So, haha, sucks to be y'all.
Right. Cause but, there's a very small circle who get to find out what I do before it happened.
And I love that.
Yeah.
To me, that is my discount. That is my hookup because I love seeing the process. Right, to be able to see, oh, that's gonna be dope.
Yeah.
Or even to a point where, you know what, Sai, what do you think?
Right.
Like, well, you're asking me, this is yours, you know.
Right. But you know, it's I stare at this art long enough where, you know, that initial spark and magic doesn't hit the same way. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. So if I need a pair of fresh eyes who has zero idea of what the process is, it's a more honest reaction and more pure feedback.
Sure.
You know, that's why, you know, when Nino had contacted me to tell me about Manila Sound, you know, of course I jumped on it because I like what they stand for. I like the people there. And so, I mean, I feel like I'm a little too old for their events because, you know, it's like, but they're starting to cater to, they're widening their demographic because they want to do the creative market and blah, blah, blah. And that's where they see me fitting in. And so, you know, I think it'd be great to join that community as a fellow Phil Lam who's also been with some of them for, you know, a good amount of their lives or a very influential part of their lives. So it's kind of interesting how it all kind of comes full circle.
But also, you know, we realize that we shouldn't stop ourselves because we're older.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you kind of realize you'll fit in somehow, some way, right? We build rapport with people that are older than us, younger than us,
all the time.
Kids, you know, that's the thing, right? So, you know, why not, you know, get in a collaboration with people who you really didn't think you would first, right? It's like
some of them, I'm like twice their age, but they don't know that.
Yeah.
Not that they need to know that either, but it's just the fact that it's the community, right?
It's the energy, it's the community, right. It's the vibe, right? It's like, how do we connect outside of just our age? Because, you know, that can be a barrier for so many reasons.
Oh, absolutely. And I know James always tells me, you got to stop talking about like losing your job, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but that's the story. It's my story, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to make that the foundation of what I'm doing, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's very important because I think it's very compelling to start your life over at 40.
Yeah. I agree. You know? If it was like, if you were in your 20s, yeah, maybe not. It's you know what I mean?
You're a wild child. I'm going to do what I want, blah, blah, blah. Then something hits, right? But then, you know, like I've denied this skill for so long. I've decided to like, oh, I'll just do corporate and this will just be for fun. And I never really took it seriously until, you know, like God in the universe is like, yo, this is what I made you for. Like, stop dicking around. Like, yeah. This is what you're meant to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's what we do best. When we're on.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're 100% on. And when you're on the entire time, as soon as that 11 o'clock open started.
Oh, yeah.
It was it.
Not right? That we're just disingenuous. It's just like, all right. It's not like we're being an inauthentic version of ourselves. It's just a different heightened, enhanced version that has a purpose, a goal, and a rhythm. What I also didn't expect was, I expected mom and dad to be there, but I didn't expect them to be there all day. I thought they were going to be
and help clean up.
I mean, that's the gag, right? Yeah. That was crazy to me. Like, not just them, but like Jenny and Kat, and, you know, anyone who was there literally just helped clean up. We were like the first ones done.
Eileen dropped the kids off. We had our nephews there. They were gassed. Oh my God.
That was fun.
I wanted to pull my hair on sometimes, but it's like, I love these
kids. They were crawling through the merchandise.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like, it gave the whole booth such a genuine feel.
Yeah, it felt like home. It felt like a family party.
That's what it felt like. And that's why at first I'm like, this is fine.
Yeah.
Just don't light anything on fire or knock over shit.
And they're like, look, I found a blade. We're like, oh, you need to put that down. Oh, God.
But, you know, I mean, all in all, the experience was great. You know, we ended up coming back here to the house, have dinner, and just kind of reflect on what had happened. And then we end up hanging out.
Yeah.
Another episode is coming out because of the conversations we were having.
That was a good conversation.
Yeah, it was good.
It was nice to have, like, that family. Let's chill.
Yeah.
Right? And so I was like, what else did I learn? I learned that I can do it. I learned that I'm fully capable, but I can't do it alone.
Yeah.
Like, not that I never thought it would happen or did I ever think that I deserve that kind of treatment, but I never, it's wild to see my network, my tribe, my village really come together just for me.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy just to have like, dancing aunties in front of the booth to have, you know, to have them create energy and stuff. I mean, I learned a few things regarding the flow of the booth. Like, yeah, we have some stuff to improve on. Sure. But that's besides the point because that's just going to happen in general.
Right.
But I think what's going to be a constant is if I just continue to believe in this and I continue to trust my tribe, we're going to go far.
Make the effort. Yeah. Make the effort. Know that you're supported. And again, is there going to be a contender more talented than you coming down the line? Sure.
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's an absolute.
Sure.
It's going to happen.
But, you know.
But I could also be somebody's contender they never saw coming either.
Exactly. And the common thread between those two is the work.
Right.
You know, you get that done, you keep pushing, you keep pushing, right? So, I'm very proud of you. This was not easy by any means of the imagination. And the excitement of everybody, I think. I saw aunties I haven't seen in a while.
Right. Some cousins we haven't seen in a while. Some nephews and nieces we haven't seen in a while. And so, but that's what I mean. It was like, they really came together, you know? For this to be my first time doing this, like officially as a pop-up like that, there's a lot of promise. There's a lot of promise.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Because now I have my sights set on like a branded tent and, you know, I really want to spend more time to really plan out our layout. So we can improve the flow a little better and the visual flow, because there are certain items I thought would sell, but they weren't seen. Mm-hmm. You know, because
it's not that they wouldn't sell. Period. It's just
they're not out there enough. And so I discovered that because Matthew was like, "Hey, this Santa Nina pin's really selling. We should put this out in the front." And so him and Scott were like, "I got a fucking idea." So they started like clipping it to the front of the booth to everything, and then we started selling more. You know, which was cool because I think especially for Matthew, he really, really, really learned a lot.
Yes.
And I think he got like, he got really confident.
He did. He got a lot of confidence out of that.
He was great. Like, there was a point where I was like, "You got this. You don't need me here." Yeah. You know, like,
I mean, you went to the bathroom, the boys held it down.
Right.
You know, and Matthew came up to me and we had a conversation maybe a couple days after. He was like, "You know, I had a lot of fun. I learned a lot."
Oh, I'm so glad.
But
yeah.
Like, it removed, you know, teenagers, right? There's a fear of the unknown for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, at his age, he hasn't had a job yet. He doesn't know what to expect. And it's like, I'm not scared of taking in my first job.
Right.
I know that there's work that needs to happen. And I'm not scared anymore. And so, you know, what you're doing in that festival is not just for the brand, not just for yourself, but when
real life experience.
Yeah. And it's not just you that's growing, right?
Right.
All of us get to grow too in our own different way.
Yeah. And that's a good way to put it, because I do want to cultivate a space for not just me to grow. I mean, that's great, but if I'm going to come up, let's take the whole family.
Yeah. You know? Because you know what they say, it's lonely at the top, but that's only if you do that shit by yourself.
Oh, exactly. It's only lonely at the top because you treated people like shit.
Or you climbed on them like, thank you.
Right. Yeah. But I think for me, I think the most important thing, though, it was like, I'm doing it. Like, the most important thing was like, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did see there were some prominent people who did come into our booth. They may or may not have known it, and it's okay. Like, and they weren't interested. That's okay. Yeah. You know, I know I'm not for everybody. So no. I'm not, it's like, they're, although I feel like I have something for everybody, I know I'm not for everybody.
No, and I think the fact that you accept that and understand that, that allows you to at least, like, okay, I'm still doing this for me, right? I'm still doing this for the brand.
Right.
I'm not going to bend over backwards for an audience that I'm not shooting for.
Right. I mean, yes, all audiences, all markets will have feedback.
Sure.
But not all feedback is good.
Right.
Right. And so what's the trend in the feedback? What's the trend in your sales? What's the trend in, you know, like, what's the trend in how people are walking into your booth? This is everything, right? Like, it's not, the only job I should have there is noticing that, because I was able to trust everyone in that booth to do everything, except for when I was a dumbass and, you know, took my phone and the card reader
that,
with me.
So that was funny. A little side story here. Right, so I had lunch with the missus. I was watching my nephews. I stepped away from the booth. You know, Mark's like, "Oh, okay, I can handle this. No problem." So I'm there watching them bounce around and just like going, "How the hell do these boys not have it? Just keep going to damn bouncy house. How the hell do they keep jumping?" Anyway, you know, I come back and Mark was like, "Oh, I need a break. Oh, yeah. I need to go to the bathroom. No problem." Or I'm going to go get something to drink. I forget what it was. Yeah. Something to do, just leaving the booth.
Yeah, I just stepped out for a second.
And I asked you, okay, show me how to use the iPad, this and that. Right. Know, where's the card reader, so on and so forth, right?
It was,
so,
it's easy, right?
Yeah, like, it is.
Boys got it. It's an easy system.
Yeah. So the thing was, your phone was the hotspot for said transaction.
That was in my pocket.
Yeah, and he went to go poo-poo-pee-pee or something, whatever he did.
PP eat shop network, all of the above. And where was the card reader? In my fucking back pocket.
Yeah, he had both, and I'm just like, "Hi, I made a sale." "Oh, let me tell you more about how cute this Santo Nino character is. Can I interest you in the tabo?"
Meanwhile, like, you sent somebody off to run around the entire festival to come find me, which they did. And he went sprinting back. I was like, "It's like, Uncle Mark, you have that." I'm like, and he didn't have to complete the sentence. I was like, "Fuck!" So I had to reach my back pocket, gave him my phone and the card reader. And again, like, just we're learning.
Yeah, we were more focused on getting it done, selling the merch, and just, you know, get in, get out, just do what we can, learn what we can,
like a heist.
Yes.
Like a legal heist.
Yes.
We'll take your money if we give you cute shit.
Yeah, but at the same time, then you started learning about the community. You started learning about not just in terms of the patrons, but the other vendors, right?
Right, right.
And you learn a lot. Some, you know, some were there for other reasons. Some just were there to sell. Some were there to help out, you know, and be part of a bigger thing. And that's why I'm so grateful to the neighbors that we had, because they had great stuff next to us, right? And it wasn't easy. It was the first time for another neighbor of yours and stuff like that. So, you know, I think the sense of community was kind of a bonus experience. At least to me, it was.
Ah, okay.
Right? Only because, like, I thought everyone would be so focused on their own thing.
That no one's going to, like, try to socialize. No one's going
to... Yeah, everyone's just trying to... Yeah, everyone's trying to just at least do their own thing. And,
right.
And just and be friendly.
Yeah, of course.
But not, like, connect.
Right.
Like, yo, let's do a collaboration. Yo, let's pick each other's brains one day.
Yeah. Hey, let me lend you some stuff because, you know, I think you need that. Or, you know, just little things like that really goes a long way.
Absolutely.
And I would absolutely help my neighbors, you know, like even if we're complete competitors, whatever, we're there together. You know, I feel like if we can work together, everyone wins.
Yeah.
You know, everyone will win because if there's something that maybe there's not something for you in my booth, I can definitely refer you to some other people who also have some great stuff that maybe might be up your alley a little more.
Yeah.
You know, like again, like shout out to Kiliko. Like I think the kindness goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know, if honestly, if Sarah had never approached me, I wouldn't have had a second thought about the brand. I would follow them, but it's different when you have a connection.
Yeah.
Right. Because for them to reach out and be like, hey, you know, like your stuff's really cool. I'm like, well, your stuff's really cool too. And it's just like,
you want to be friends?
Yeah.
You want to do karate in garage? Yeah.
But I feel like I feel like I connected with her because I feel like she understands the process, the struggle, the success that, you know, it all comes with. So I really respected her for offering a piece of her artwork with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it, anything for me that means a lot more than just something to buy. You know?
Or even just, a follow.
Right.
It's like now you have a connection with Kiliko, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you find each other again in a similar event, oh my God, it's just like, oh my God, hey, how you been? How's business? This and that. And you know, you're kind of building a business family, if you will.
Right, right. And I didn't expect that community aspect, at least the depth of that kind of community aspect. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of eased the anxiety a little bit of like being the new kid, because mm-hmm. it turns out
you weren't the only
I wasn't the only new kid, you know. And so what I'm also seeing is like I used to think like, oh, I gotta be the best, I gotta be the like I gotta beat out the competitors, blah blah blah. But it's like you can't really do that because you know, we all have slight differences. We all have different nuances.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like between all of us, if we can work together, we can all make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can all make connections. We can all help each other grow. And so, you know, like I would hope that if there's any other vendors or any of you who are out there trying to kind of do this thing, whether it's, you know, casually as a hobby or maybe it's just to completely change your life and career, maybe I can help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't, I know other people who have that experience as well, you know. And as we discussed earlier, you don't have to be the best at what you do. You just have to be the best at wanting to do it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And be as genuine as possible the whole time.
Right.
You know, again, just trying to be somebody else, trying to do things that other people are doing. Yeah, it'll take you so far. But on this other side of that coin, your talent can only take you so far.
Right. You can't rely on your laurels, right? You can't rest on your laurels. Because if I was relying on just sheer talent and not knowledge and not networking and not, you know, and not relying on other people's skills, I wouldn't be this far. Let's be frank. Like, again, it's just one of those things where I was just super, super grateful to have people not just in my corner, but they were everywhere. Not just in the corner. They were in the middle of the damn ring. But let me tell you, they weren't in the crowd. They weren't sitting in the crowd.
We weren't spectating.
No.
Not by any means.
No. You know, and to have, like I said, like to have the pictures to me of all of us there, it's priceless. It's fucking priceless to see, you know, like everyone just having a good time. And it's like, because of me? Is this my unofficial debut? Like, how did that happen? Like, you know, so it was enlightening. It was humbling. It was energizing. And it made sense. Like, I was like, man, dude, like, I am fucking really fortunate.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good note to wrap up on, right? So
yeah,
there was a lot that we learned. You as the business owner, us as the supporting team,
yeah,
that there was a place for all of us, and we got more than what we bargained for in a great way.
Oh yeah, I mean, I got more than what I asked for.
Yeah. So
and that's like really all.
For sure.
That's all we can really expect.
Yeah,
right? Like just,
absolutely.
I don't expect to, you know, I don't expect anyone to work as hard as me because it's not theirs, you know? So, but if you want to help, please, by all means, you know, but I'm also not going to expect you to do 15-hour days for me. I'm not going to expect you to, you know, put in as much passion as me because you want to help.
It's your passion.
It's mine, yeah.
So what's next?
What's next? Well, I am gunning for FPAC, which is actually going to be the day before our birthday. So
oh,
September
wow.
14th.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a one-day event this time at San Pedro.
Oh, really? It's
one
not
day.
A weekend
it's
like
not
it
a
usually
weekend.
Is. Okay.
Yeah. And so let's gun for that. I'm still waiting on the vendor applications. You know, I also know the people there too. So chances are, if you come check us out at FPAC, more information to follow, but it will be on September 14th. And in San Pedro, and chances are Kayamana Nanglahi, we may be performing there.
Nice.
So I get to like perform and sell. But one thing before, one more lesson before we go, it's like it's a big reminder to stay in my lane,
mm-hmm.
right? Because even though I see like Illa Manila with their killer tents and their products and everything, to see Kaliko, like in my opinion, a little further than me right now.
Mm-hmm.
There was a small stint where I was like, "Where the fuck are you, Mark? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you there yet?" And I have to fucking remember. It's like, they were here, like they were in the same spot I was, and so I think that's for me to end. I think the biggest piece of advice is to stay in your lane. To even though you see people who, in your heart, maybe not as like talented or smart as you or whatever,
because
it
really
is you.
Really, that's irrelevant.
Exactly,
it is totally irrelevant.
Right.
It's like
it's not your journey.
Yeah, it's not. They're pursuing their passion. They're putting work towards it, and you know, staying in your lane helps you to do that. But
but
there are instances where you can reach out beyond your lane to help other people or learn from other people.
Right.
And I think that's that experience has taught all of us here. And again, that's a great way to end on that note. So we'll see you in September. But before September, we're going to have more episodes out still.
Yeah.
We're going to release our audio only another episode. That'll be 7.5.
Seven and a half.
I think it just so happens to be that way. I'll just spoil it now. It is featuring our cousin JR. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to us just kind of ramble on about all the great things that have happened over that weekend.
Right, right.
And until then, we'll see you in the next one. It's been me, Simon, and
Mark. So like, comment, and subscribe. Let us know what you think about the improvements because we're pretty proud of them right now. And just hearing my own voice in the monitor, I was like, wow, we sound kind of sexy.
Yeah, we do, right? We sound amazing.
I sound so good. Yeah.
We're literally abusing the power that this thing has. But anyway, we'll see you in the next one. And, you know, be kind, stay in your lane, and eat good shit. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know. But also, while in your lane and bad shit happens and you need to say something, get out of your lane.
Yeah, take a rest. Like, go to the rest area.
Yeah, pull in the shoulder.
Speaking of rest area, I would really love a snack right now.
Sounds really good.
Snack time.
But there's food per the usual. If you've ever been in my house, that's always the case. So until next time, we're going to strike down the set. We're going to go eat some chicken adobo that I made again.
Hey.
So it's been fun. It's been real. And we'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.